Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing me to stand before your people, Father. Just your servant, Father, want to be ready to be used by you this morning. And I acknowledge that Holy Spirit, you are here with us this morning. As I minister this gospel of grace, Father, I pray, Father, will also minister to me, your Father. I'm just humble servant, ready to deliver the message. In the precious name of our Lord, our Savior, I pray and I believe. Amen. I wanted to share with you today, actually, the plan was to share about believing the power of a prayer. And this message, in fact, is Pastor Terry gave it to me last week when I came to church. And for some reason, God has changed his mind. So I'm not going to share that this morning. And God just gave me Thanksgiving. And maybe for some reason why God has given me this message about Thanksgiving, I've shared before. But there must be a reason why God allowed me to speak about Thanksgiving. But onto that, about the power of believing in prayer. 2 weeks ago, I came to church. I was in so much pain. I was sitting at the back. I had so much back problems. You know? And instead of asking, Pastor Terry came up to me last Sunday and said, next time, instead of we going home, why don't you jump forward? We can pray for you. And that hit me so badly. The Holy Spirit spoke to me there and then. And he said to me, there's a power of believing in prayer. And most of us believers, we come to church and then we don't really believe that the prayer, God can answer our prayers. And there's a power when you believe God can heal you. The healing is there, but I didn't want to come forward and ask the believer to pray for me. And it doesn't mean I don't believe in God, but sometimes we think, you know what? I go to church, but I don't think if I go forward people to pray for me, I'm going to receive my healing. And then God said to me, that is the lie of the enemy. That's the lie of the enemy because he doesn't want you to be well. Now he did to me. And then I said, God, thank you for revealing that to me. I'm going to share this Sunday. And then all of a sudden he changed the cause of that. So I'm going to share you about Thanksgiving. And I don't know why I'm sharing about Thanksgiving. Maybe you've heard this before in a different church. Maybe I've said it before, but how important Thanksgiving to me. Then I realized this week, Thanksgiving is very, very, very important to all of us. Now, I want to read it from me from the scripture, from the First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, I'm going to repeat that again so you get it. And if you have a marker pen, if you have a mobile phone, just highlight it. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. It says, speak to one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual songs. Sing and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things to God. I think in the NIV, it's talking of give thanks to the Lord in every circumstance. In every circumstance. This one says, give thanks always for all things to God. Hallelujah. The only reason you're going to give thanks to the Lord is because when you understand the position you are in life. Sometimes we're all going through some issues in life. Now, how I found Thanksgiving so important to our life is because Thanksgiving can bring breakthrough in your life. Thanksgiving can cause you to receive healing in your life. Thanksgiving can cause you to restore relationship in our life. But also, you have to remember, we serve the God who is so merciful. But the Bible also tells us that it is good to give thanks to the Lord because He is good. But even though sometimes as a Christian, we don't give thanks to the Lord, we tend to don't want to give thanks to Him. And I was running because I have my uncle who lives in Tanzania. He's very sick. And he's not really very sick. He's been sick for quite a few years now. And I've been sending him some money to help him to live his life here and there. And every time I send him some money, I expect him to return the things or say anything to me. Now, for a while when I send him money, he doesn't say anything in return. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. The only time you know he doesn't have no money, when you receive a WhatsApp message, say it will send a message, WhatsApp message, hi, then you know he's asking for money. And then you will send him some money. And then he quiet. As soon as he received the money, he never said anything back to me. So I wanted to find out more. How come this man, I keep sending money, but he doesn't respond to anything to me? The only time he has a conversation again with me is when he sends his message, hi. And that's it, because he's older than me. He raised me. And I called my mom and I said, Mom, how come this money? I've always sent him some money and he never said anything back to me. And my mom was like, yeah, he's always been like that. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Then I was very discouraged, very discouraged. For some time, I just stopped sending him some money. Not really. I felt I wanted to send it, so every time when he sent his hi message, I ignoring them. Or sometimes I send hi to him, hi. And then I get back in nothing, you see. Because I thought, for about 6-8 months, and eventually I had compassion on him. I say, let me just send him some money. So I tell him to send him some money. And all of a sudden, two weeks ago, he sent a message back to me saying, God bless you and thank you, I received the money. I was so happy to hear that message. Because I said, all of a sudden, this money, he acknowledged me that I am sending him some money. And it's not about the money that I'm sending to him. It's about him acknowledging that, you know what? I'm giving you something, even though money is nothing. The even money I'm giving to me is nothing to me. And this is the same way to our Father in heaven. It is good to give thanks to the Lord because he is good. So sometimes when God does things to us, God can stop doing anything in your life just because you don't give thanks to him. Can you imagine? This is a God who given you everything. You come to him because we become, the problem as Christian, instead of becoming a worshiper to God, we come to church every Sunday to beg God, and we forget that it's our job also to thank him for our life and for our health and for everything else. We don't want to acknowledge him for that. Thanksgiving is so important that even if he's our Father in heaven, it needs to be acknowledged that your life that you have today, if it was not for him, then it means nothing. Your testimony, we had a great testimony this morning. Those people give testimony, I'm amazed because they acknowledge that. If it was not for God, then I would never be here this morning. You are showing your thanksgiving to the Lord that my life has been transformed because of who you are. That you are admitting that God is the source of everything in your life. He doesn't mean God, he doesn't know that you acknowledge, but you acknowledge he's the Lordship, he's sovereign, he's Alpha and Omega in your own life. So thanksgiving is so important. Thanksgiving can open doors in your own life. It's so important, thanksgiving, because I'll tell you a story. This is not just, I love, when I do thanksgiving and praise, I dance for the Lord. It's not just a normal dance. I dance like I'm in the club. And I don't put the music. Sometimes I just sing. And I dance. You look like I know how to dance, but I do dance for the Lord. Trust me. And I remember one time I was dancing for the Lord. This one day, I just woke up this morning. And I just had this feeling to thank God. And I woke up and I was about to go to have a shower, have my bathrobe, and I decided to sing and praise the Lord. And I dance and I dance and I sing and I sing. All of a sudden, God is so amazing. The more I was dancing, the more I was praising the Lord, the more I was feeling his presence coming down towards me. And then Pamela, she was having headache throughout the day. Throughout the day, she was experiencing these horrible headaches. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, he didn't speak to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to my wife and said, ask your husband to pray for you. And I pray for her. Instantly, she will receive healing. Guess what? It is God's will for you to receive healing. Now, it is also God's will to give thanks to the Lord. Every time when we give thanks to the Lord, because it is God's will for us to give thanks to him, sometimes you don't go to God to ask him for things because he says, I already know whatever you want in your life. Then when I'm in the presence, sometimes I don't remind him, God, what I need into my own life. All I have to do sometimes, Lord, I thank you that I'm healthy. I thank you, Lord, because even though I don't have enough income coming in, what you are doing God's will by thanking him. Now, it is God's will to heal you. Now, in the process of me giving thanks to the Lord, God restore my wife is healthy because I thank him, because you know that there is a need you need to be met in my life. And then he restore my wife healthy just because I spend time with him
to acknowledge who is in my life. And that's how important the thanksgiving in our Christian life. But a Christian, we don't want that. And a few things that is stealing our thanksgiving to our Lord is number one. Few things. I'm going to mention three of them because of time. There are at least three things three attitudes that steal away our gratitude from the Lord. One is pride. Pride is one of them. This is attitude that saying that, you know, nobody ever gave me anything. I work hard for everything that I have. And I tell you one thing, we live in a country where it's foreign milk and honey. We're endangering this country more than to the poor country. Where I'm from, people are very poor. So when you give them money, they appreciate it. They thank you for that. You wonder, this is not even a 50 pence you give them. They appreciate it because they understand it. You know what? I don't have it. So they take it very, they say, thank you. And to the point where you think you're a god to them. But pride, it can cause, because we live in a country where the flowing milk and honey. Sometimes I look at myself and say, God, who am I? Who am I to live in a country where I'm blessed? Because it doesn't mean that I'm here and I enjoy the prosperity of this great nation. Now, to live in this great nation can cause us, even to a believer, to think, you know what? I'm entitled to have all I have. All along, you're not entitled for that. It is pride. Everything you have, God can snip and take everything out from you, and you're nothing. What is causing us not to give thanks to the Lord, it is pride. And unfortunately, that now, it also goes to Christian now. The believer, people who go to church, they say, God, no, I've got everything. I don't want to go to church on Sunday to praise you. Even though I gave you a job, even though I gave you a healthy, even though everything that you've been asking from me has been providing for you, you say, God, I don't have time for you. All he's asking from you is one day for you to come and worship and praise him. It's nothing. He's not asking much from you. It is pride. And once you find yourself in that position that you know praising God, guess what? God, he has a way to humble you down. He will humble you down to make you realize everything that you have belongs to me. It's only the blessing that you experience. You know what? What the blessing, thanksgiving have a tremendous power in our life. It caused God to open the blessing from heaven. And now when you give thanks back to him, you acknowledge that he's sovereign. He's Alpha and Omega, is the beginning and the end. Everything that you have today, it comes from him. That's thanksgiving. And the more you give thanksgiving to the Lord, God says, you know what? Because you humble yourself to me, then I'm going to open that door. Then I'm going to restore that relationship that is struggling in your life. Then I'm going to heal you. I know you. You know what? I know you've been suffering with that disease, but because you just thank me and I know you want me to heal you, I'm going to heal you because you just thank him for who he is in your own life. So as a believer, one thing that you have to understand, that if you have pride in you, humble yourself before the Lord and know that everything that you have is from the Lord. Number two, another attitude that keeps us from being thankful is a critical spirit. Or constantly complaining. Instead of being grateful, this person is always finding something to complaining about. They're not grateful. Always complaining. Lord, I go to church every Sunday. Why don't you do this to me? Lord, you know, I've been giving my tithe, but God, why don't you heal me? I'll tell you a story. I never share this. I was supposed to share with Pastor Terry when my wife, she was pregnant. We expecting my daughter. We went to this procedure. She had a heartbeat, was going too fast. So we went to the hospital. I think I shared to you, but I never finished the whole story. And we went to Solio Hospital. They say, this specialist say, you know what? I think your condition is too severe. We need to send the top specialist in Kew Hospital. And it's not easy to get this specialist. It's a very busy woman. And you have to book an appointment in advance. Now, because of her condition, she was pregnant. And at the same time, they discovered that she's got a small hole, a shunter in her heart. Now, you have to remember that my father-in-law has got the same condition, you see. So normally it goes in the family. And then you're thinking, oh, this is a family thing. So they send us to Kew Hospital. And there we thought we're going to meet this top individuals we're going to see, but he still didn't get an appointment to this individual. So we see someone else. And then we had all this sitting with her, and my wife, she's very heavy pregnant. We don't know what to do. And then she has time to explain it to us. After she gave birth, I think we're going to have to do a surgery to find out if we can fill the place, whatever it is. But at the moment, as you see, because you just had two kids, children before, then I don't think it is a problem for you to have a normal delivery. But I'm going to make sure there will be someone, a doctor, in the delivery room, just in case if anything happens. Now, you can imagine all this time that I'm waiting for my daughter to be born, 3 months, I'm worried. I'm really worried. Me and my wife, in fact, we never discuss about it. We never talk about it because we worry. But one thing I remember, I said, Lord, thank you because you are the God of our life. So we pray about it. We didn't know pray what. We pray more and more. We keep praying. But one thing I remember, I never complain about it. Give thanks to the Lord in every circumstance. I never complain about my wife's condition. We never complain about it. I never said, Lord, why do you allow this condition to my wife? I never complained about it. Until this, about April this month, they've sent us a letter to say, you know what, we need to come to hospital again. 6 months, follow up 6 months. So we went back to the hospital, Kiwi Hospital. Did all the scanning again. And we worry again because now you have to understand, how come so quickly they want to see you again? So we went back and then they say, okay, we'll come back again another few weeks back again. The third time we went back, we're praying, believing God is going to do a miracle here. Now we went back to the hospital. This specialist is, you know, get into the room. Heart is pumping. My wife, she's quiet. We don't really want to speak. Your mouth is freezing. You pray. Now we never complain. You have to remember, up to this point, we have never complained to the Lord. I understand my father-in-law has got this condition. He's been on tablets for all his years. All his life, he's been using tablets. Now, go into the room, and this doctor said to us, I think you might have a hole, a small shunt in your heart, but it will not stop you to live your normal life. By the way, I'm not going to describe you as a heart patient. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to release you, discharge you. We are so happy at that point. Because we thought we've got another journey we have to endure about going to hospital because we've been there more than three times. And all this time, I have to tell you one thing. We learned how to give thanks to the Lord. Not complaining why this situation is happening to my family because I know I cannot change anything. My job is to support her and to pray for her and not complaining. We're never complaining to God. Say, God, why you allow this to happen to us? God, why are you happening this situation? You know, we don't have enough income. We don't have any help in this country. You're foreign in this place. God, no, we learn how to give thanks to the Lord and stop complaining. And as you do that, you know, you acknowledge God. He's sovereign in your life. He's all powerful. He's going to restore everything, even you are healthy. Thanksgiving moves God. Thanksgiving moves God. Thanksgiving restores relationship in our life. And this is the kind of God who you serve. This God, He knows everything before even you ask Him. I'm amazed when I hear that. I'm glad I serve the God who knows before even I said anything, before even I mentioned everything to Him. He said, you know, I already know. I already know what you want from me. All I'm asking you, just acknowledge me in your life. Give me thanks for what I've done for you. Everything that you have ate from me. Hallelujah. The attitude that keeps us from being grateful is carelessness. Carelessness. Someone once said that if the star only can come once every year, we would stay outside all night to watch them. Carelessness. Very careful. You know what? You know, I have it. You know, we don't really care that, you know what, this is from God. You're very careless. You think, I've got shoes. Some people don't have shoes. Thanksgiving, you need to express yourself before the Lord. And you have to remember that as you give your thanksgiving to the Lord, you eliminate everything that you know what? First of all, the God, you are the Lordship of my life. Hallelujah. And we serve the God who is not just amazing and powerful, but also is who can restore things into our life. Amen. And I've learned another thing is that thanksgiving should be expressed. You have to express your thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It's not going to come up. I'm not going to come up. If God has done something in your life, don't expect God is going to remind you to give things, to express your thanksgiving to Him. How do you do that? It's by opening His Word. Hallelujah. When you open His Word, you discover that I need to give thanks to the Lord. So you have to express your thanksgiving to God because you know what He has done for you. Hallelujah. You have to express it. When you wake up in the morning, I do this every single day. When I go to work, I say, Lord, I thank you that I'm healthy. Lord, I thank you that I'm coming home. Lord, I thank you that you're doing things into my life. I express it. I open my mouth and I express it. And there's a two type of thanksgiving. One of them, you can say, open up your mouth. Another thing, you can give an offering. You remember the story of Jesus when there's a few people, He healed them. And one of them, He said, go show yourself to the elders. And then He said, go and give the offering that is required in the law of Moses. Do you remember that? Now, you have to remember, thanksgiving can also be anything that you can bring to the Lord. Showing that your gratitude before the Lord, you've been so amazing to Him. Now you have healed me. It doesn't have to be too much money. It could be anything that you can afford. Them, they were supposed to bring the offering. I don't know what was it. Was it a pigeon or bread, whatever it is for. But thanksgiving can be expressed in so many ways. You can say, Lord, I'm coming to church this Sunday and I'm going to do all the chairs in this place because I don't have the money. Lord, I'm going to come to church this Sunday or following Sunday. I'm going to help Pastor Terry with food banking. You are showing your thanksgiving before the Lord. You are giving your offering before Him. And as you do that, that blessing, when God Jesus said to this man, you go and show yourself to them, He wanted them to see the miracle God has done for him. Not only that, they want to see the power of God has manifested in upon his life. And that's all we want in that when we walk with God. Hallelujah. As a believer, that's what we want from Him. Praise the Lord. So thanksgiving also should be expressed. Another one is, God, He appreciates our thanksgiving. Amen. It lifts Him up and it glorifies Him. It lifts Him up. Amen. And it glorifies Him. That, you know what, Lord? You're everything to me. You glorify Him. And I don't know about you, but I believe I've given you my testimony. There's only a few testimonies. I've got so many of them. And I'm terrible with time as well. I know that. So I'm going to finish everything here today. But I've got so much testimony. So I normally use my testimony when I preach, you see. And I've got so many of them. And I want to encourage you. I don't know what you're going through in your personal life today. Maybe you have been praying for God to do something in your life. Probably you want God to restore you healthy. I don't know what, if that is number one to you, a priority. I don't know. Maybe God wants to restore you healthy. I was in so much pain yesterday. I was nearly called Pastor Terry and said, I don't want to come to preach because I was feeling this so much pain. I said, Lord, I will just go. This morning I woke up, I'm feeling well. That's how much pain I was in. But I know my health belongs to Him. He's the one who gave me healthy. I didn't want to give no excuse to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm going to go anyway. I'm in pain, but I'm going to go anyway. I woke up this morning, I'm well, and I'm standing here. I don't know what you're going through this morning. Well, you have to remember when you came to this church this morning, you didn't just walk up and come and worship. You came to meet the Heavenly Father who is so mighty and so powerful. Do you know, have you ever asked yourself why God called you my child and why God say, call me Heavenly Father when you come to Him? He never say, you call me God. No, no, no. He say, when you pray our Father who art in heaven. It is personal for Him. So when you walk through that door and you come to church this morning, it's the moment you walk, you come to worship Him as your God, as a sovereign. But again, you say, I'm taking this different level. I'm not just any other God. I'm God Almighty. Not like the other gods who can have no relationship with you. No, no. I am God. And at the same time, I am personal to you. I'm your Father. Now, when you come to the church this morning, whatever it is, what is it that is disturbing you this morning? God is saying, why don't you just give me thanks and praise? You go home. God, I don't understand. How comes you allow this to happen? Lord, I give you thanks and praise because you alone, you're worthy to be praised. And I guarantee you, like I did, God restored things in our life. Just because you open up your mouth and give thanks to the Lord because you acknowledge not only that He's God, but also He's your Father. Do you understand that? I'll finish up with this. A few weeks ago, my son, we didn't have enough things in for breakfast. So funny. And my son Joshua, we didn't have bread and everything. So he said, Dad, remember we don't have bread and butter. Can you make sure you buy them when you go to do some shopping? And he said to me in a very confident way, and he looked at me, and then he finished, he carried on with his business. And I thought, wow. He knows that no matter what, I'm going to buy those things. The way he said to me, with such a confidence, that I am going to get bread and butter for him. And this is how exactly our Father wants us to feel when we are with him, when we communicate with him. God said, if you talk to me, I'm your Father. And I want you to talk to me. Don't fear about me because I'm your God, but also I'm your Father. When he used the word Father, he doesn't want us to be intimidated by him. He wants to bring that close relationship with him. So when you come to the house of the Lord, God will say, I'm your God, but I'm also I'm your Father. You're sitting up in heaven. Remember to give thanks to him. Hallelujah. And I guarantee if you walk out this church this morning, you just encounter the living God. His word is so powerful. His word can change your life forever. We have seen, we have heard the testimony from my brother there. This is the God, this is the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. He can restore relationships. He can restore your health. He can give everything the devil has been stealing from you. Right now, he can give it back to you. All you have to do, Lord, don't understand sometimes, but I thank you. You're still my Father to me. I thank you because you know my circumstance. Show your gratitude to him. Take away pride away from you. Stop complaining to the Lord. And say, Lord, you're my everything. And I tell you what, God is going to do what he needs to be done in your life. Because he already knows what you need before even you open your own mouth. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you're so amazing and wonderful God that we serve. You are incredible. There is nothing too difficult for you. According to what Father you say, nothing is impossible to God. And as we have gathered this morning, as we come this morning to this church this morning, Father, we believe, Father, you are going to restore people's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we want to give thanks for everything that you're doing in our life. Thank you for our healthy. Thank you for the job that we have. Thank you for our children that you're raising every single morning, Father. Thank you for all the things that is happening to our life. Maybe we never get time to give you thanks enough. Oh, Lord, right now, we acknowledge that you are the God in our life. And we want to give you thanks and we want to give you praise. You are amazing, God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I pray and I believe. Amen. God bless you.